Sunday, September 14th. The Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. And found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Haydock Commentary. Who, being in the form of God, that is, truly, properly, and essentially God from eternity, as the ancient fathers here observed against the Arian heretics, taking the form of a servant, that is, taking upon him our human nature, he became truly a man, and as man the servant of God, but remaining always God as before. He thought it not something to be grasped, or thought it not robbery, no injury to his eternal Father, to be equal, to be esteemed, and to declare himself equal to God, to be one thing with him. He humbled himself, divested himself of all the marks of greatness for the love of mankind. The true Son of God always remains truly God, as well as by his incarnation truly man, but in him as man appeared no marks of his divine power and greatness. St. John Chrysostom says he appeared with the appearance of a sinful man, if we consider him persecuted by the Jews and nailed to an infamous cross. The name or word Jesus represents the dignity of him who is signified by the name and who is exalted even as man above all creatures in heaven, earth, and hell, all which creatures either piously reverence him or are made subject to him against their will, so that every tongue may confess our Lord Jesus to be now and to have been always in the glory of his Father, equal to him in substance and in all perfections. If we show respect when the name of a sovereign is mentioned, may we not express our respect also at the name of Jesus? And if to his name, why not to his cross, as well as to the throne of the King? The Gospel from John chapter 12, verses 31 through 36. At that time Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, "Now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." Now this he said, signifying what death he should die. The multitude answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while the light is among you. Walk whilst you have the light, that the darkness overtake you not. And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Whilst you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Haydock Commentary. Now is the judgment of the world, that is, their condemnation for not believing, so says St. John Chrysostom. The prince of this world, that is the devil, shall be cast out from that great tyranny which he had over mankind before Christ's incarnation. By these words, Christ informs the Gentiles that wished to see him that soon he would punish the incredulous Jews and cast off their synagogue for their malice and insatiable hatred against him, and that the prince of this world, that is, the worship of idols, should be destroyed, and all called to the true faith. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth," that is, on the cross, see the same expression in John chapter 3, verse 14, and chapter 8, verse 28. "I will draw all things," that is, all nations, "to myself by faith." The people say, "How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up?" By these words of the people, Christ in his discourse must have called himself the Son of Man prior to this, though it is not mentioned here by the evangelist. The people also tell him they had heard that their Messiah was to abide forever, which was true as to his spiritual kingdom of grace, not as to such a glorious temporal kingdom as they imagined. "Yet a little while," that is, for a very few days, "I who am the light of the world am with you." How much do the Jews now do, and yet they know not what they do? But like men they are walking in the dark, and think they are in the right way, when alas they are quite the contrary. So says St. John Chrysostom.